This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Yes Factor on Joy 94.9. We're chatting to independent member for INDI, Cathy McGowan. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Good evening, in fact. Hello, Tim. Hello, everybody.
Hello, and thank you for being such a vocal supporter of marriage equality.
Well, I think it goes without saying, doesn't it? It's an absolute pleasure to be a vocal supporter of marriage equality, but much more importantly for me, it's to be a supporter for particularly the rural young people and making sure that their needs get recognised, whatever their perspective is. So I'm a really great supporter of young people who live in the country, and in this case, particularly young people who are really struggling and fighting for the yes vote.
That's fantastic. And of course, INDI covers the areas of Wodonga, Albury, Wangaratta and Benalla, just to name a few areas. And do you have a large Indigenous community there?
Actually, my electorate's actually Victoria. So we talk about Albury, Wodonga, but I've got the Wodonga side.
Right.
The Albury side's in New South Wales. And my electorate goes from, you're right about Wodonga, Wangaratta, Benalla, but also Mansfield, Alexandra, Yay, King Lake, Woods Point. So there's a whole lot of little country towns in that area.
Wow.
And it's true to say we've got a significant Aboriginal population, but I wouldn't say it's large.
Right.
But they're a really important part of my electorate.
And what is being said within those communities about marriage equality?
Truthfully, I could say I haven't had that conversation with many Indigenous people. The big issue for the Indigenous people in my electorate at the moment is not actually marriage equality. It's there's a sign being put up on the Hume Highway just near Chilton. And while I'm sure the sign was put up with good intent, it said welcome to country, but it had the wrong name of the local Aboriginal people. So that's been the big discussion around my community, is like how to get Vic Roads to consult with local people and make sure they get the sign right.
Sure.
So that's really been the major discussion there. Yeah, just so the whole conversation of marriage equality has been much more significant across the general community rather than within specific segments of it.
Certainly. How do you approach that kind of conversation with, say, a rural community as opposed to a city one? Because we're kind of in a bit of a bubble here in Melbourne.
Oh, I don't think it would be any different. It's person by person and it's conversation by conversation. And as a member of parliament, normally people come to me, they come to me with particular issues. So, or I'm in a community event, I'm at a local community show, or I'm up the street shopping and my constituents come and say hello. But they don't normally come and say, blah, 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 let's talk about marriage equality. They might talk about something that perhaps has been delivered in the mail. So there's been, pamphlets floating around. So those pamphlets certainly give cause for discussion. So that's really more how it happens. Or people write to me or send an email to my office, putting a position one way or another, and then trying to influence how I'm going to vote in Parliament. So it doesn't normally come up in conversation, I have to say. It's more people sort of making an effort to convince me one way or another.
Sure. And you made the comment, discrimination has no place in Australian law or society. I believe the legal and institutional framework which governs Australia should treat all people equally. As a society, we've made huge progress in recent times, but there are still many legal and institutional barriers facing some groups in our society, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, well, this whole discussion we're having about marriage equality, it's certainly the legislation before the parliament is actually about marriage equality and, the definition and the meaning of terms. But really, it has just shown, the whole discussion, I think, has shown that there is such discrimination and in our community against certain sectors. And it has really shone the light for me on how hard it is for certain sectors of the community to be heard, to be honoured, to be respected, and how important it is for members of parliament such as myself to be, particularly for young rural people, a strong advocate, and not necessarily to speak on their behalf but provide opportunities where they can speak. And that's one of the things we do in my electorate. We have this great program where people can volunteer in my offices or in the Canberra office. And young people in particular come up to Canberra for 4 days and they get a real chance to experience how Parliament works and learn how they can best advocate for themselves within the parliamentary system. So regardless of their gender or their affirmation, it's just saying, okay, Parliament is a place where your voice is heard, and it's really important you learn how to work with your members of Parliament to get your voice heard. And it's not hard. It's, if you can talk to your mum and dad and your brothers and sisters, you can talk to a member of Parliament. So part of my job is to make sure that young people in particular, and rural young people, know me as their member of Parliament, that they trust me, and that they can work with me and my staff to make sure that their issues get heard in Parliament. So that's really what I do.
And you actually co-sponsored the Marriage Legislation Amendment Bill in 2015 as well. Mm. You must be maybe not so surprised that it's come to this.
Well, I was one. There was a number of us. It was a really big effort to get bipartisan. That means both all the parties in Parliament to agree. So we had I'm an independent. We had a couple of Liberal people, Labor people, the Greens, and so it was a bipartisan effort to see if we could break the deadlock. Unfortunately, we were unsuccessful and we're now facing this survey. But, I'm hoping that the decision's made clearly on the 15th of November, and then following that, as soon as possible, maybe the 27th of November, we have the legislation gets reintroduced again and we have the vote, which would make me very happy.
That would be fantastic. Are there any celebrations planned for your electorate?
I don't think we've gone that far yet, Tim. I think, we've got it. We won't cross that bridge before we get to it. But can I wish you well and thank you very much for your interest, and certainly encourage everyone listening to this to get to know their local politician, to go and say hello, to make an appointment, and make the time to get to know the MP, but also so that the MP can know who you are and what your interests are. It's really a good investment of your energy and your time.
And what's the best way for people to do that?
Well, clearly Google. You Google. If you don't already know who your MP is, you do a Google and you put in, I live in Wangaratta, who's my MP, and the name will come up. That's by far the easiest way of doing it.
Wonderful. Cathy McGowan, member for Indi, thank you so much for chatting to us on The Yes Factor.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Tim, and I wish all your listeners well, just as we get over this next month of this survey and then clear sailing ahead of us. Bye-bye then.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.